time for us to talk with Larry Weber. He joins us by phone every Saturday morning right around this time to give us the latest of what's happening outside. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and I hope you've been able to keep warm lately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, isn't this? This is spectacular. This is the kind of mornings make you feel it. That's why we live here. This is just terrific. Mm-hmm. Yesterday morning was an example. There were many places that recorded more than 40 below zero. Yesterday we bottomed out here at minus 30. The Duluth at the airport got down to minus 25, but there were many places around that were beyond that. It was just an amazing one. Back when I was teaching and had days like yesterday morning, I'd always ask my students what kind of temperature they had around their house that day. And it was interesting how the kids kind of always try to outdo each other competitively, who could be the coldest temperature recorded. And so I think we're kind of proud of our cold, and that's a terrific example of that. And it continues somewhat today. However, we will be getting above zero sometime tomorrow, according to the forecast. Looking back on the month as of so far, we're a little over two-thirds of the way through the month. We have had an average temperature of about 5. That compares to a normal of 8. The temperatures have been colder than normal. The interesting thing that has been missed so far this month is this phenomenon we call the January thaw. We haven't had that at all. The highest temperature we had this whole month was 26 degrees, and that happened on midnight on January on the very first minute of the new year. So we haven't really had a thaw at all, or we haven't been really above 20 most of the time. So I think it's just been a spectacular January. We now have a snow cover of about 20 inches, including some more that we got last night, and the total snow for the whole season is somewhere in the area of 66 inches. Now, this is more than we had for the entire season last year, including the snow that we got late in the season in May. So, yes, we've been moving along. I always think of the snow season being from mid-November to mid-April, and that halfway through that is 1st of February. And so the number, if you took the number we have by the 1st of February and double it, that might tell us what their entire snow season's going to be. That almost never happens. However, it's a number we can't extrapolate. The snowpack being as it is, accounts for a couple things. One of them is the reflection of the sunlight on it is intense. We have clear skies right now, and there's a tremendous amount of reflection off of it. It's what's called the albedo effect. And what that does, of course, is keeps the temperature from warming up. So the snowpack is actually having a huge impact on the fact that we are colder than normal at this time because we got a good snow cover early in the season, and it has stayed. The other thing it does, it gives for very bright nights, and I hope you had a chance this week to get outside and on some of those nights. Wasn't that something?
Spectacular,
wow. Just walking at night. I wanted to get out and drive on the road without using headlights. However, that is probably not a recommended thing to do, but it certainly could have been done. Even this morning, we have now the waning gibbous moon, which is still a very large moon. Even this morning, we still had very bright. So it's going to be fading now as we go through the next week. The sunrises keep getting earlier, and the sunsets keep getting later. We will experience in 2 days. We will experience the first sunset at 5 p.m. since way back, I guess, in early November. So the days do keep getting longer, and things are happening. The bird feeder birds have pretty well settled down. I've mentioned that before. The goldfinches are the finch of the winter. But I did have a visit from two others. A little surprised to see we had purple finches that came by one day over last weekend, two of them, male and female, but they did not stay. Last year, purple finches lasted all winter. It's the first winter we ever had that happen, and they were the dominant finch. Since then, a couple days later, we had a visit from a red pole with a flock of goldfinches. Now, goldfinches are the finch of this winter, but 2 years ago, it was red poles. They were just abundant. We have had some cold days where there were as many as 200 at one time, and so that has changed as well. But nevertheless, it was good to see a visit from them. I'd like to see a few more of them come by. I had a couple of people tell me about other bird flocks that they had seen. I had one person tell me about how they had a flock of Bohemian waxwings came to their mountain ash berries. Mountain ash are quite common in the region, and the berries stay on pretty much all winter. And so the Bohemian waxwings, which feed on berries, are always going to have a food source. The trouble is the berries are frozen. And so what the waxwings need to do is they need to put it in their mouth, and according to our bird expert, Laura Erickson, they pass one to another to help warm it so that they can then swallow it and digest it. Either way, they do stay in flocks, and that's probably why they have to be in flocks to survive. The other flock that was told to me was a person told me about seeing a flock of golden eyes, ducks. And if there's any open water at all in Lake Superior, golden eyes are there. You probably have them right near you wherever you are right now. And even though the lake has a lot of ice on it, there are still open spots. A couple other bird sightings of note. I saw twice this week, I saw bald eagles. One was sitting along the side of the road. The other one was sitting near a little patch of open water in the St. Louis River. And it's interesting because in both cases, they were probably waiting for opportunists, waiting for anything dead that might be there. And then I saw, out in an open field, I saw a roughleg hawk. Roughleg hawks are about the size of the red-tailed hawk, and they live in the tundra in the summer, but they come down here in the winter, and this winter we happen to have a good number of them. In addition to that, of course, tracks are still out there. I thought it was interesting when the weather started to get cold, there were fewer tracks, but after about 2 days of it, the critters got used to it, and they were out active again in the snow, and I saw just an abundance of tracks. The members of the weasel family that I talked about last time were out there. I mentioned last time how I had found otter tracks, but they really weren't too fresh. Well, this week I found some fresh otter tracks along the St. Louis River. It's interesting that even though it was cold, the otter seems to handle being in water and then coming back out and sliding back down in the water, seems to be able to handle that very well. In the woods nearby, I found the tracks of a porcupine. Porcupines also seem to handle the cold quite well. They are just the opposite of the otter. They're never in a hurry. They're never sliding down anywhere. They just kind of waddle along, and no reason to be in a hurry. They're well protected. Well, that's what this one was doing. It's kind of dragging its toes as it waddled through the snow, going off to a tree, and they climb up on the tree, and they feed on the branches, and that's pretty much what they do for the winter. After a while, they go down and go back to their den. Not too much activity. There is, however, activity of plenty other critters. Even though it was 10 below zero last night, we still enjoyed watching about a dozen flying squirrels, very active out there feeding. Didn't seem to bother them in the least. And then we are getting into late January, and of course that means this is the time for the beginning of the breeding season for some critters. I noticed this morning on a walk I saw coyote tracks in pairs. Now, coyotes for the most part are loners, but running in pairs, and this was at two different places I saw the tracks. Could very well be the mating season is beginning. I found the scent marking earlier already this month, so it could very well be that. So, yes, that shows the season is moving on. And the other thing, of course, is the baby bears. You may have been following Lily.
Lily
has certainly gotten famous. Well, they expect almost any day now that she's going to have twins. Now, it's pretty unusual that a bear would have babies 2 years in a row, but her story is quite unusual.
I think she had them yesterday morning.
Oh, she did already.
I think so.
Well. Well, congratulations. Congratulations, Lily. Yeah, when I checked the computer this morning, it still hadn't yet happened, so I must have gotten you must have got a little more update than I did. Well, congratulations.
Yes.
So, well, take care. It looks like we're going to have a little bit more of a warming trend, but still not the January thaw. And as always, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry. We'll talk to you next
Bye.
Week. Bye-bye. Larry Weber there with Weekend Outdoors.